About 6 weeks ago, Midwest's board of directors rejected a merger deal with AirTran. Now AirTran has raised its financial offer by about 18% and has made its pitch to Midwest shareholders. AirTran CEO Joe Leonard says he decided Midwest's management wasn't taking AirTran seriously.
We've had little or no dialogue with the company, and we've obviously not been able to see any data, anything. So we felt that the proper thing for us to do would be go to the owners directly, who are the shareholders, and at the same time make whatever adjustments that we thought were necessary to our offer to win shareholder approval.
Leonard says the higher offer for Midwest is based on AirTran's evaluation of the potential combined strength of the two companies. The new offer is $13.25 per share of Midwest stock, with about half of that in cash and half in common shares of AirTran stock. Leonard criticizes a strategic growth plan released by Midwest this week that was supposedly aimed at Midwest remaining independent.
Well, we reviewed their plan from the public documents that they've provided, and we think it's quite lame, quite frankly. It is a plan that grows the airplane using outsourced labor to fly 50-passenger regional jets.
Midwest Airlines says it will consult with the Wall Street firm it hired after the first AirTran proposal and ask its board to make a recommendation on the new offer, which expires in about a month. Large institutional investors in Midwest, like Milwaukee-based Heartland Advisors, are expected to have sizable clout over what the shareholders decide. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.